Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, trying to get through the holidays. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in love with another man, and I just need to make it through the holidays with my current boyfriend so I can dump him and get with the new guy. But I need your advice before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover. I don't want to leave my current boyfriend just yet because he is getting my brakes fixed on my car and he's getting me a bracelet that I want for Christmas. I already saw it hiding in his drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. My new man is in a similar situation, but he's married. He advised me to stay put while he lets his marriage fizzle on out. He and his wife don't have any children, so he can make a clean break. We've been looking at apartments together, but I told him we might be moving too soon by choosing to move in together. I agreed that I will put the apartment and all of the utilities in my name until his divorce is finalized. I told my sister about my excitement over the new guy, and she wanted to meet him, but he said it's best to not invite family into our messed up situation until he's out of his marriage. My sister took that as a bad sign that he's going to have me staying in an apartment all by myself, and he's going to come over and have sex with me and go right back to his wife. I don't think that's the case because this guy is the one that initiated everything. He pursued me and told me I deserve to be treated like a queen. Meanwhile, my boyfriend does not take me out anymore, and he never wants to have sex. All he does is ask me to be patient with him because he's working on a master plan for us. It's been 3 years, and he's not even ready to live together. Do I start with my prince or stay with this bum? All right. I know we've said this before about a lot of strawberry letters, but I think this is one of the truly dumbest letters we've had. And I hope the men that are listening don't think all women are like this, because we are not. It's wrong what you're doing to your current boyfriend who doesn't take you out anymore, who doesn't want to have sex with you. Maybe he knows about the man that you have, this married man. I just say, if you don't want your boyfriend, let him go. You asked for advice about leaving your current boyfriend before you let a sure thing go. And here it is. I mean, he said he's just waiting for his marriage to fizzle out. I mean, do you hear how stupid that sounds? There's no end date, no nothing, no papers in the works, nothing. Then you volunteer to put the apartment and all of the utilities in your name. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that for a man who's married? You said he pursued you and said you should be treated like a queen. Well, yes, you should. We all should. But this is not queen treatment. A queen wouldn't accept any of this mess. There are way too many red flags here. Your sister saw them right away when he said he didn't want to meet her until he got out of his marriage. That sounded like a cop-out to her, but not to you. You are still making excuses for him. Listen, this married man is going to do just what your sister said. If he's that into you, then why not get out of his marriage, then get with you? And you should back off until he gets out of his marriage. you're talking about making all these moves, and he's not available, okay? He is not available for you to do this right now. So don't do it. Steve?
I'm so sick of this. I'm tired. I'm going to just tell y'all right now. After I do this strawberry letter, I'm going to go in there and lay down. You know, I'm tired. I don't know what to keep telling y'all. I don't know why y'all keep trying me. But today ain't the day. I ain't the one for it today. Let's just get into it. I'm telling you nothing but raw, raw truth. R-A-W truth. I'm in love with another man. Okay. I just need to make it through the holidays with my current boyfriend so I can dump him and get with the new guy.
Wow.
This letter got stupid wrote on it so far. Because right now, we just talking about a boyfriend. This ain't even a marriage. And I can dump him to get the new guy. But I need your advice. Now, here's where I come in at. Before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover. So we gonna let go of the sure thing to go to the fairy tale lover. But let's find out a little bit about this sure thing and this fairy tale lover. I don't want to leave my... Listen to this reason right here. I don't want to leave my current boyfriend just yet. Because he's getting my brakes fixed on my car. And he give me a bracelet I want for Christmas. Your whole life is hanging on some brakes and a bracelet. You done put your life on hold so you can get some brakes and a bracelet. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't worth a... I'm just going to tell you that. You're not. You are so cheap. You worth a set of brakes and a bracelet. Girl, I already saw it hiding in this drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. Well, you gonna ride it out. You gonna stay faithful for the bracelet and brakes? That's all it take to B&B. Brakes,
hang on.
Bracelet, boyfriend. Breakup. The four B's.
Hang on, Steve, we'll be back while you go through the B's. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the subject of today's Strawberry Letter, trying to get through the holidays. We'll get back into this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is trying to get through the holidays.
This ignorant Strawberry Letter is about a woman that's trying to get through the holidays because she in love with another man, but she don't want to leave her boyfriend yet because she can't dump him just yet because she need that advice. But now she say, before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover, here why she don't want to leave her current boyfriend. You ready? Because he getting my brakes fixed on my car, and he going to get me a bracelet I want for Christmas. There it is. Hey, y'all out there that's got real lives. How many of y'all are willing to hold your life up for a brake job and a bracelet? How many of y'all finna delay your happiness and what you really want over some brakes? Probably just need some new pads and a bracelet. I already saw it hiding in this drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. It was just laying in the drawer. It wasn't in the box or nothing. Your bracelet hot.
What?
That's a hot bracelet. If you open the drawer, it's just laying in the drawer. You don't see it in no velvet box or nothing. Your bracelet hot.
He just stole it.
He just got that out the pawn shop. When they find it, they're going to take your bracelet from you. My new man is in a similar situation, but he married.
Wow.
Just it got dumb.
Wow.
Brakes, bracelets, breakup, and boyfriend. The four B's. Here we go. My new man is in a similar situation, but he married. He advised me to stay put while he lets his marriage fizzle on out. What? What do that mean?
What?
What do that mean? I'm going to let my marriage fizzle on out. Girl, this ain't a birthday candle. Marriage is, you can't just wait till your marriage fizzle out. This ain't one of them sparklers we used to have when we was kids. You know, you light it and you wave it around till it fizzle out. Mm-hmm. This is marriage.
Ooh.
This ain't no firecracker. This is marriage. He can't just let it fizzle out. He got to go to court. And they got something for your little fizzle out plan. I can tell you that right now. I've been dying there. Talk about you gonna let it fizzle out. They finna help your ass out is what they finna do. This finna cost. This ain't, you don't let marriage fizzle out. He and his wife don't have any children, so he can make a clean break. What? What did you say? You think cause ain't no kids involved, you can make a clean break? Girl, bye. We've been looking at apartments together, but I told him we might be moving too soon by choosing to move in together. He not moving in with you? Mm-mm. All y'all been doing is looking at apartments. He can't move in with you because the marriage ain't fizzled out yet. It's still sparkling. It's your dumb self. I agreed that I will put the apartment and all the utilities in my name until his divorce is finalized. Ooh. They gonna stay in your name. Even crazy. If he do get a divorce.
He said who stay in your name.
who switch names on apartments and electric bills and all that? Girl, I can't believe you this ignorant. I told my sister about my excitement over the new guy, and she wanted to meet me. But he said it's best not to invite family into our messed up situation. That's a true statement. Until he's out of his marriage. My sister took that as a bad sign. Your sister's stupid, too. She took the fact that he didn't want to meet her as a bad sign. Mm-hmm. You don't think the bad sign is he married? That ain't the bad sign, huh? Also, y'all think the bad sign is he didn't want to meet you. The bad sign is he married and he told you he waiting on his marriage to fizzle out. They ain't got no kids yet, so they gonna make a clean break. Let me show you how this marriage finna fizzle. She finna get pregnant. Because the wife don't know nothing about this. This is him telling you that the marriage is fizzling out. I promise you that the wife's sitting over there thinking everything is hunky-dory. I promise you that. I promise you that. All men that's married, that's trying to have an affair with a woman, gonna tell him there's something wrong at the house. That's the opening line. Because we play on the fact that you all are nurturers by nature and y'all always want to fix something. Let me hear him get through with this. I don't think that's the case because this guy's one that initiated everything. Wait a minute. You don't think that's the case because he initiated everything? Girl, you stupid. He pursued me and told me that I deserve to be treated like a queen. Well, you're not getting treated like a queen, though. You don't see that? Meanwhile, my boyfriend does not take me out anymore, and he never wants to have sex. That's because he having sex somewhere else. Y'all been together 3 years. All you getting is your brakes fixed and a bracelet. You ain't getting no wedding ring because he having sex with somebody else. Let me tell you how stupid this is. You're in the movie Dumb and Dumber. Your boyfriend is dumb. Mm-hmm. Your married boyfriend is dumber. And yeah. You the and sign.
Oh, wow.
Dumb and dumber.
It's the whole movie.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.